It is easy to ignore LinkedIn when compared to the enormous reach of Facebook or Twitter. It can also feel a little bit more stuffy and not quite so hip. But when you consider it has over 130 million business professionals listed, it's obviously a powerful tool for marketing your products and services to other businesses. However, if you're going to get the most out of LinkedIn, you need to do more than just list yourself on it. You need to actively engage with it, and that begins with your profile. It's tempting to fill in your LinkedIn profile and then walk away. We've all done it. This would be a mistake, however. For a start, you should be using it to share status updates in much the same way as you would do with Facebook or Twitter. However, don't say share the same kind of personal updates as you would with Facebook. You need to be updating your products that you're producing, or the projects you're working on, or the business-related links that you've found, or customer testimonials. Use your status updates to demonstrate your expertise and highlight the products that you produce. You also want to encourage people to endorse you. That means that they vouch for your expertise in a particular area. For example, in my case, people have endorsed me for everything from web design to digital strategy. You can ask friendly colleagues and clients to endorse you, or you can just start endorsing your contacts. People are pretty quick to reciprocate when you endorse them, so that's probably the best way to start, to be honest. You need to also be thinking about your company page. With your profile completed and regularly updated, you can turn your attention to your company page. The first thing you'll need to do is make sure that you can edit your company page. If you created it, then that shouldn't be a problem. Otherwise, you need to become an administrator, and LinkedIn provides detailed instructions of how to do that. Once you've got your permission set up, and the first thing you need to be doing is writing an overview of your company. With that done, you now need to start adding your products and services. The reason it's so important to add products and services is that people can recommend those in much the same way as they can endorse you as an individual. These recommendations consist of customer testimonials that prove invaluable from a marketing perspective because they are linked to real people who also have their own LinkedIn profiles. Finally, you need to start posting status updates to your company page too. I use a tool called Buffer to do this because it allows me to update both my LinkedIn profile and my company page at the same time. It'll also allow you to post to your LinkedIn groups, and that brings us nicely onto the subject of groups. A LinkedIn group can be on any subject you want. Think of a group as a discussion area on a particular topic. So unlike a company page, groups allow anybody to start and contribute to a discussion. This makes it a great way of building new contacts and nurturing a relationship with people. Depending on your business, you might want to create a group where people can ask questions and discuss the particular area you operate in. If such a group already exists, then you can start contributing to that. For example, I formed a BOAG World group where people can discuss the challenges surrounding running a website. As you can see, it's easy to miss the importance of LinkedIn. It's an incredibly useful tool if used correctly. It can help build new contacts, create sales prospects, establish you as an expert, and build your brand. It can also be used as a recruitment tool and allows you to keep connections with people that you come across. All in all, it should certainly be a component of almost all organizations' digital strategy.